Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you and worship you. Thank you, Lord. We look to you, our glorious King. We praise you, Lord. Wonderful Savior, oh God, we love you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Why don't we sing that which they were playing, Stayed Upon Jehovah? What, Tim, what number is that? 334. Thank you. Shall we stand together and sing this? 334. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you. thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. We thank you, God. Our eyes are on the King. We look to the Lamb of God. We worship you. We worship you. We exalt thee, O Lord. We praise you. Wonderful, 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 Lord. God, we worship you. We thank you. Wonderful Lord, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer. In him will I Jesus.
Yes, you are almighty.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, oh God, our wonderful, wonderful Lord, our glorious King, our majestic Savior. We worship you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
What can wash away
my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We ask, Father, you'll be pleased with our evening worship, with our voices lifted up in praise, exalting you. We pray, O God, that we'll worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, if somehow this evening, as we begin, that we might bless your heart. As the psalmist says, Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless him. Lord, we want to do that. We're grateful. We're a grateful people because we know the King, because we know you, Lord. You are our fortress. You're our rock. You're our deliverer. And Lord God, you're faithful and true and always with us, and we thank you for that. Tonight, Lord, we want to ask you as we worship you and bring adoration to you, we want to ask you for the young people down in the village and the cottage again, Lord, that you'll meet them, that, Lord, you'll pour out your Spirit upon them. Bring a revelation of Jesus Christ to them, we pray. Lord, whether they're churched or unchurched, we believe you to just open hearts and let God have his way in every one of them. We ask this, Father. We pray for the counselors, Lord, that you'll meet them, touch them, dear God. Use them for your namesake. We just believe you to do it. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? And why don't we sing yet number 9, I believe it is. Come, thou fount of every blessing. Number 9. Understanding that the staff is supposed to testify, at least that's how it was in my day, that they were to at least testify once a week, was it, or was it 3-4 times a week? Maybe if I say it was 3-4 times a week, and now we're just one time a week, you'd be more encouraged. Well, to relieve the looks of horror on their faces, we're going to sing this third verse, and maybe I want to give the staff an opportunity that if you want to testify on your own accord, not under duress, it'll be your opportunity to just share perhaps something the Lord has done for you if you've been here a couple weeks or so forth. Just feel free, okay? We love to hear from you. It's always encouraging to see what God is doing in young people's hearts. Amen? And how he's moving. It is tremendous. God is moving, folks, by his Spirit. We hear a lot of bad things on the radio, the news and what's happening, but we hear so many good things of what God is doing in his church. And thank God for that. So let's sing that third. And again, just please, if you feel to testify, I want to give you that time to do so.
Oh, to praise how great our Redeemer, daily on God's streets of being, let thy goodness lie ever, by thy wandering heart to King. Oh, to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Oh, to meet the God I love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise yes. you, dear. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
wonderful one.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you.
Oh, Lord, we worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we thank you.
Yes.
For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I love him, I'll serve him with all that I have, as long as my life shall endure. Amen. We thank you. Let's sing number 18. Number 18, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. And if I can, invite you to stand again. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear Father. Wonderful Lord.
Offender who truly believes. thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for all the great things you have done. We can't count them. You've blessed us. You've spoiled us, Father. You have. We thank you for all the many benefits, as the Word says. And yet, when all these things that we count as treasure and blessings and wonderful, knowing you is everything. Thank you, God. There was a time we just never knew we could love you in such a real way. But you've drawn our hearts. You've manifested yourself to us. And that's glorious. Oh, God, we just are so grateful. And we thank you. And we pray, Lord, tonight as we hear your word, that our hearts will just glean all that you have for us. We need your help even with this, Lord. And we pray, Father, that you'll do this by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? I'm very happy tonight to mention to you that we're going to hear from our brother Tim Waffogel. We all know his dad, I believe, or most of you, Brother Ernie Waffogel. I wanted to say this before Tim comes forward. Brother Woody and I, that's Brother Woody back there, we coordinate a men's retreat every year in January. And we always ask Brother Ernie to come to speak. And the very first time that I asked him to speak, I called him on the phone and I said, Brother Ernie, we would like you to be the speaker because you're my favorite preacher. And there was a long silence. And then he said, whatever. So that's typical Brother Ernie. He has used that word since. But he's a blessing. And his son, Tim, works with him and is working with his dad at their church. And we asked him to come down to the chapel, and what a blessing. I thought I was going to lose my job. But I thank God for him. So, Tim, come on, feel free.